Ah, salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come closer.
Yep, too close. Little too close.
There. Welcome to Agrabah, city of mystery, of enchantment, and the finest merchandise this side of the River Jordan, on sale today. Come on down. Look at this. Combination hookah and coffee maker. Also makes julienne fries. Will not break. Will not. It broke. Ooh, look at this. I have never seen one of these intact before. This is the famous Dead Sea Tupperware. Listen. Ah, still good. Wait, don't go. I can see you're only interested in the exceptionally rare. I think then you would be most rewarded to consider this. Do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts. This is no ordinary lamp. It once changed the course of a young man's life. A young man who, like this lamp, was more than what he seemed. A diamond in the rough. Perhaps you would like to hear the tale? It begins on a dark night, where a dark man waits, with a dark purpose. Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford. And that's everything. One jump ahead of the lawman, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke. Riff raff, street rat, scoundrel, take that. Just a little snack, guys. Rip him open, take it back, guys. I can take a hint, gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu. Oh, it's sad Aladdin's hit the bottom. He's become a one-man rising crime. I blame parents, except he hasn't got on. Got to eat to live, got a duty, tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block. Stop the vandal, outrage, scandal. Let's not be too hasty. Still, I think he's rather tasty. Gotta eat to live, gotta stew to eat. Otherwise, we get along wrong. One jump ahead of the hoofbeats. One hop ahead of the hump. One trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand and wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump.
And that was Caesar the King's audition. I don't know what it is, so I'm just gonna say both of them.
Yeah.
Audrey goes first.
I do, don't I? Oh my gracious. Oh my gosh. The Merchant seems to be a very popular monologue.
Yeah.
Probably because it's one of the few proper monologues in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess we didn't clarify properly that you can do a scene instead of just a monologue, because there's not a lot of straight-up monologues in Disney. I wouldn't say he's the best we've had, but he's not the worst either. And none of them that we've had have really been bad.
Yeah.
You know. But some were... I think it was... What the Chuck 3 or whoever? Chuck did a good job. Because I thought his character voice was the best. But we're not talking about him. We're talking about Caesar. King Dude! Anywho.
King.
So. I thought. King Dude, I thought your character voice could have been better. And, I wish your emotions were a little bit better at the beginning. You should have been, I thought your emotion was good, but you could have brought the levels up a little bit, been more like in-your-face pushy salesman at the beginning, because that's what the Merchant is. He's a salesman. And your song, the line that's ever and. I steal only what I can't afford, that's everything, the little talking line there. For some reason, that makes me want to hear you as John Smith. I have no idea why, it just reminded me of John Smith. I think the song was a little too fast for you, because it is actually a rather fast song, and it's a really talky song. It's not so much sung as, sing-talking, and it's got lots of characters in it, not just Aladdin. And I know you focused on Aladdin, but you kind of, just disregarded the rest of the characters. You were just like muttering the lines under your breath, like you didn't really care about them. And the part where we're in like the like harem scene, when there's the all the girls singing, oh, it's sad Aladdin's hit rock bottom. That was just, that whole part was so weird to me. It got really quiet. Like, obviously you were trying to do a falsetto, but I guess maybe you were trying not to let people hear it. And so it like got really quiet and cracked in places where you should have been holding out notes. And it was just weird. This was not a good song choice for you, I don't think. Especially considering it's like our last audition episode and you don't have a chance to re-audition. And if it's the last chance you've got, you should be bringing everything you've got and impressing us. And I wasn't very impressed. I'm sorry. But that's all I have. It's your turn now. Allison? Where'd she go? No! I lost her again! Are you here?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. No!
What happened?
Oh, I had to go, like, you were in the middle of talking, so I just ran real quick. I had to go answer the phone.
Oh, okay.
My dad was calling, and I was like, okay, she's in the middle of talking. My dad doesn't talk long, so maybe if I run fast enough.
But, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Are you finished? Did you finish?
Oh, yeah, I finished. I was like, I've been sitting here for, like, about a minute going, like, where'd she go? Did our technology die on us again and I missed it?
Okay. Okay. Your monologue is the short dude.
Yay, more short dude.
Yay! Yeah, I wanted more of an accent. I was kind of depressed because I like his accent. Your emotion was okay, but it definitely could have been brought out a little more. Sorry if I sound like I'm out of breath. I just ran across my whole entire house to get the phone. Your song. I thought your voice at times sounded like it had, like, this jazzy kind of quality or tone to it. So, which jazzy, I don't think would really necessarily go well with this song.
Yeah, there are so many other songs in Disney that would have better shown that off.
Yeah. Do I hear a car?
That was in my background. Yeah, I'm kind of on the corner of the house, and so if the car drives by too loud, I'm, like, practically right next to the window so you can hear it, so I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, I was like, I don't think that's me because I'm in the back of my house and there's no road back there. Anyway, so you're talking. Yeah, I thought the extra character voices, you just like mumbled them and then like didn't really pay attention, like they were just on the side. And then the girl voices, like you made them super high pitched to make them obviously sound like girls, but then you also, like, just tossed them aside. And there were, right after the girls, I don't remember what line it was, but right after the girls, there was a line you stumbled on. But you did, like, you just kept going. Yeah, that's what I have. Okay.
All right.
Next. Oh, Jesus. Okay, next is Genesis.
Yes, Genesis.
And they even told us how to say their name in the email.
Yeah, he did, thankfully. Because I would have been a little bit confused, but I've heard his name before, so.
So.
I've actually heard him sing before on Last Voice Singing in HCOE, so I saw his name in the email, and I was like, yay! Because I know he can sing really well. Like, on HCOE, I think they called him, like, Prince JC or something. Because he usually sang, like, Disney Prince songs. Well.
I've never heard him sing before.
Oh. I mean, I don't There's really not a lot of prince songs in Disney either. They're so princess-oriented.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, sexist Disney. Psh.
Jeez.
We need more singing princes, dang it.
We need more gorgeous-looking, good-singing guys.
Yes. Like Nick Patera. Have you seen him on YouTube? Oh, my gracious.
Oh, my gosh,
he's
yes.
The one that... He, did you see? Like, his most famous
the
song.
The multiple Disney
the
thing?
The multiple Disney thing was really cool, but, like, his most famous that one is The Whole New World.
Mm-hmm.
He voiced both Jasmine and Aladdin. Because he's...
He sounds like a girl.
He does. He has, like, a freaking amazing, like, inhuman range. Like, he
can go higher than I can.
Yeah.
Which, that makes me feel weird. Like... A dude can sing low and as a dude, and he can also sing as a girl, really high-pitched also. Like, that's not right.
But yeah, I think he's actually an animator for Pixar, or he's working for Pixar.
Yes.
I don't know if he's an animator.
Yes, he was. He was, is, something.
Yeah. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. Very impressive, talented dude. Kind of frightening, but impressive. Anyway.
Sound like a girl?
We're talking anyway, about Genesis now.
Genesis. Then, what am I doing? Okay, his monologue is from The Great Mouse Detective, which I've never seen.
I've seen it once or twice, but it's been probably most of a decade since I've seen it. So.
And his song was Go the Distance from Hercules.
I love that song.
I do too.
But it's hard to sing. That and that and Out There from
Hunchback.
Those are both really hard songs to sing, believe it or not.
Yeah, they are.
And they're both really emotional songs too, which contributes to their difficulty.
Yes.
But anyway, without further ado, here is Genesis.
Did you say bat? Did he have a crippled wing? Ha! Do I know him? That bat, one Fidget by name, is the employee of the fiend who was the very target of my experiment! The horror of my every waking moment, the nefarious Professor Rattigan! He's a genius, Dawson. A genius twisted for evil, a Napoleon of crime! For years I've tried to capture him, and I've come close. So very close. But each time, he's narrowly escaped my grasp. Not a corner of London safe while Rattigan's at large. There's no evil scheme he wouldn't concoct, no depravity he wouldn't commit. Who knows what dastardly scheme that villain may be plotting, even as we speak. I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I will find my way. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will go most anywhere and feel like I belong."
And that was Genesis.
Oh, I know. Possessive with an S. It's so weird. That was Genesis's audition. Okay, let's call him JC.
Genocide.
That was JC's audition.
Genocide. Genocide's audition. I go first.
Now back to English.
And you go first. You're... What?
You go first. I'm sorry, I keep, like, interrupting you.
It's okay. Oh my goodness, why is my... Never mind. Your monologue. Again, I've never seen this movie. I don't know what this scene was or anything. So, I thought, with the character and the lines, I thought you developed the character really, really well, and I actually really liked it. I didn't have much to really say about it. I liked it. forego the distance. I thought both the characters that you did for your monologue and your song, you fit and developed really well. I just thought some of your vowels were strained in the song, and some of your
yeah. I can go into more detail on that. I have that in my notes. More IPA.
Yeah. Sorry, yours is shorter, and so was Caesar, whatever. Because you guys turned them in later, and I didn't get them until just a while ago. But anyway, your song. Yeah, some of the vowels were strained, and I thought this is a very, very emotional song. And I just thought you could have brought emotion out a little more. Like, you did good with it, but I thought you could have brought it out more. Yeah, that's all I have.
All right.
Your turn.
Yay, my turn to be all detailed. Like I said, I've heard you sing before a little bit, like just whenever I was following HCOE and stuff like that and on LVS, but that's in a big group. Last Voice Singing, by the way, for the people not familiar with the acronym. It's another competition on VH that's currently ongoing. I'm kind of glad to find out you can act too, because that's just awesome. So yeah, that you had a good accent, great emotion, because you did have like a little bit of a British accent, because the whole Great Mouse Detective, basically the concept is the mouse is not Sherlock Holmes himself, but he's like the mouse version of Sherlock Holmes, and he actually lives, I think, in the actual Sherlock Holmes's house. I don't remember. It's confusing, but yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So he is a detective, though, like Sherlock Holmes. He admires the real Sherlock Holmes, and that's why. I haven't seen the movie in ages, but I thought you did the character justice. I really liked it. Just good energy, too. Really good energy. For your song, I Can Go the Distance. I noticed you mixed up some of the words. Like, once you got to the chorus... It's
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, cuz he said I'll be there someday, I can go the distance. It's he got those lines backwards, cuz it's supposed to be I will find my way, I can go the distance, I'll be there someday if I can be strong. There was another spot that you mixed up the lyrics a little bit, but it didn't really, when it was the to feel like I belong, I think you said and instead of to, which changes the meaning a tiny bit, but not, it's not greatly important, so I don't know why I'm picking on it. I liked your voice. I thought you had a good tenor-y sounding voice. And good vibrato, very good vibrato. I said I would go into more details about the vowels again. Curse me and my choir vowel pickiness. I had to clarify that for Panda Animation, whatever, because she had requested a clarification for something I'd said before, so I told her about that earlier. Yeah, the words day and way, like the someday and I will find my way, those vowels, again, it's a diphthong, which means there's two vowel sounds in one, basically. It's an A kind of sound. It's got both of those, the A and the E. And it's another one of those where you're supposed to emphasize the A and then add the E and at the very, very end. But I think because of the way you're holding it out, you wound up going to the E and holding it out, which sounded a little weird to me. Because, you know, I'm used to choir again. But other than that, which that's usually not going to be a problem unless you actually are in choir and you've got a choir director that's going to fuss at you about it. But yeah, otherwise I thought it was good. I liked it. I like your voice. It makes me happy. And that's all I have. That's all I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, next up,
last but not least, we have our comeback kid. Melly.
Yeah.
So we're going to...
So...
Since she's asked to be added back in the mix, but she asked us, like, last night and didn't have time to re-audition, we're going to replay her original audition just to, like, refresh our memories.
Oh, my goodness.
And go just you summarize beef. Our critiques.
I'm not beating it. You've won the battle, but I'm about to win the wardrobe. My spotty puppy coat is in plain sight and leaving tracks. In a moment, I'll have what I came for, and all of you will end up as sausage meat, alone on some sad plastic plate. Dead and medium red, no friends, no family, no pulse! Just slapped between two buns, smothered in onions with fries on the side. Cruella de Vil has the last laugh. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mucking around. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. Yes, it's true. And a black me can learn to be human too.
Okay, and that was Melly, which we've heard her before, but we listened to her again because her schedule has been adjusted, so she may actually have time to be on our show. So, after all, so yay. Yay, more people. Okay. Again, I'm just gonna summarize what I said last time. I thought your emotion on your acting was really good. You did have puffs on lots of your words that started with P. And there was a couple of peaks in places, just technical issues with consonants, but otherwise I thought the emotion and the energy were really good. To recap, her monologue thing was Cruella from the live action 101 Dalmatians, and her song was Wanna Be Like You from the Jungle Book. Okay. I liked the song for your voice quite a lot. It's got that kind of a swing kind of feel to it. But yeah, it suited you pretty well. I thought you had good energy in it. Again, there were a few technical issues. There was puffs in a few places. Actually, it might have only been one place. But otherwise, I just really liked it. And that's all I have to say, so now I'm going to wait for Allison to come back from answering the phone. Okay, and she's back.
Yay!
That's why I was kind of like one-sided just now, because she went and answered the phone again.
Yeah. So, what are we doing? What did you do?
I basically summarized my critique for Melly from before, so.
Where is my critique of Melly before?
Yeah, I edited that part out just now because I've spent like a minute and a half flipping through dozen pages in my notebook trying to find her.
She did Cruella and I Wanna Be Like You. And Cruella was awesome except for the beginning where I couldn't understand a little bit. And I Wanna Be Like You was awesome. I just had a problem with the too many growls at the beginning. Okay!
Short, yay! Sweet, and to the point. There you go.
All right, so now we have listened to all six of these auditions, but there are only two spots left.
What? You sound like a robot.
Why?
At least it's not me. Last time it was me.
Yeah, but you know what? It ended up, like, not coming through on the recording.
Oh, that's not good.
No, like, on your last thing, when you sound like a robot, you sounded normal on the recording.
Oh, that's good.
Do I still sound like a robot?
No, you're better now.
Okay.
I think that's a Skype issue, like an internet connection issue. Yeah. that causes that, and so it doesn't come through on the recording because the recording doesn't have to go through the internet. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes, those were all six of the auditions for this episode, but sadly, we only have two spots.
Two spots left.
So we can only choose two of you. So we did not say yes or no to any of you yet, and Audrey and I are going to go deliberate.
And we will be back shortly.
We will be right
back. It'll be like a second and a half in
your time. Ready? Are you ready? Time, but are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you
It'll
ready?
Be a second are and a half you? In y'all's time, but it's going to take forever for us, so lucky ready? You. Ready?
And we are back. See, that was fast for you guys.
Right? Gosh.
And we have deliberated, and we have come up with something, a solution. I'm going to let Audrey explain, because she'll explain it better than me.
We have debated, and we have come to a decision. We have decided... Dun, dun, dun! Drum roll and all that dramatic stuff. Yay. Yes. We have come to the decision that we're going to let you all through.
Yay!
Now let me explain why. I'm just as excited as you are, but they want to know why.
Yeah.
Because we told them we only had two spots left, and how did we suddenly miraculously have four more?
Yes.
Where did those come from? Gosh. It's Disney magic, people. Disney magic.
Yes. Disney.
But no. We decided in our deliberation that since this competition is so involved, I mean, with the singing and the acting, some of which occurs both in the same week, it's basically like two shows in one. So that's really complicated and involved. And odds are somebody is going to have some real life something or other pop up that's going to be more important than their singing or their acting or both. And they're going to have to...
Drop.
So we're kind of making ourselves a little safety net here. We're going to have 24 people in the first round instead of 20. So that's going to be 6 groups of 4. We're going to only eliminate 1 group of 4 that week. Same as we had been planning to originally. The way this is going to work is for some of the paired rounds, I think 2... the paired rounds, or maybe more than that. I'll have to go back and do some recalculating. We're going to eliminate an entire pair instead of one person from each pair. Or one person from... Yeah. So that's how that's going to work out and balance out. And that gives us a safety net in case people drop because this show winds up being too much to handle on top of their real life stuff. So... But the upside of that means you all get to be through and come and compete, and we can finally get to the real rounds and stuff, and so we're all super excited. Woo! You can join us cheer there too. Woo! Back up, go back it up, back up the recording, and cheer with us, okay?
Yeah.
Cause we know you're excited too.
Mm-hmm.
So. Emails to those of you that got through, which is all of you.
Will be sent out.
Because we're such nice people. We'll be sent out tonight. And then Allison and I are going to deliberate and figure out groups. And we will that send you those emails.
That's so hard.
Probably tomorrow or the next day.
Hopefully we can. We'll try to get them out
before the
you
end
guys.
Of this weekend. Before the end of this weekend, hopefully.
Yes. We'll try to get them out to you as soon as possible.
And the first round... is going groups. To be a group round. It's going to be a group round. Groups of 4. And you'll have to do a group song. So yes, very much the same format as Last Voice Singing. Melly, you should be familiar with this.
We know that groups of 4 is a lot of people to be in a group
with. It's a lot of people to have to
coordinate. That is why we are giving you more than a week.
We are giving you 2 whole weeks to get this done, people.
Yes.
Okay, maybe not quite two whole weeks, considering we're going to need it due by Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going to need them turned in Wednesday. Let's, midnight, well, 11:59, I guess,
Eastern
on
Standard
Wednesday
time.
Night, Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
So that there's not any confusion between, you know, the whole midnight, well, technically that's tomorrow kind of talk. 11:59. Eastern Standard Time.
All this will be discussed in the email.
Yes, it will. It will be discussed in detail.
Long email.
Long, glorious detail. Boring.
Yeah. So.
But yes, so.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for auditioning. Thank you, yay. We're glad, we're excited that we've had such a show of auditions. We're excited to start the main rounds now, so yay! And this officially closes auditions, by the way. Don't be sending us no more auditions. We don't want them anymore. You're too late. But, yeah, so thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for auditioning. Thank you for, you know, re-auditioning if you did. Congratulations to those of you who made it through, all of you, all 24 of you there are now. Have a magical day, people.